This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, thanks. All right.
Okay. Everybody is. Okay. We have zero attendees and eight panelists. If you want to see the participants, you have to, on your Zoom, you have to click the button that is on the lower middle left. It says participants, and it'll show who is participating. I'm going to mute everybody right now. Until we need to get everybody unmuted.
So can they unmute themselves then?
You should be able to unmute yourselves.
Okay, perfect. Chris just did it.
We saw you on mute.
All right, Chris, can you take down that black box on ours or at least minimize that?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then do we have a grid view versus just a active speaker view?
Yeah.
Gallery, yeah. All right, perfect. Go. Michelle, or Madam Co-Chair, you are, the meeting is yours. We're ready to start.
All righty, it's 4:04 and we can go ahead and start the Board of Health meeting. We're off to a good start. We made it here. Alyssa Van Wee, our chair, has an excused absence today, but it looks like we have everyone else in attendance. And I think we can go ahead and start with the work session item, an update on UALBO.
Okay. I think all of you received an email. It's
a little hard to hear you.
You have to speak up.
You have to calm voice.
Oh, geez. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you may have all received an email from OpenFab. It's an orientation for Board of Health members. Yes? No?
Yep.
So it is legit. I know some of you had questions. That does away with the book. And it's basically just an orientation on your understanding of what UALBO is and how it supports local boards of health. It helps increase awareness of Utah state statutes and administrative rules related to local boards of health. I haven't done the orientation. I don't know if any of you were able to get through it, but it should be automated.
Has anybody done it? Any of our board members?
I have not.
No. No, I reached out to Pensy. I had some questions about just the early registration part of it before I could even get into the test, but
okay.
I will work on that this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any questions about it?
I haven't looked at it enough to have a question.
Okay, well, what we would like to do is to have everybody register an account and then go through. The training takes about 15 minutes. And what it does is it reviews the roles and responsibilities of the Board of Health members. And we'd like you to have that completed before our September meeting. So you've got a couple of months to get it done. We recognize you're all busy, especially this time of year during the summer. So if you could have that done before our September meeting, that will give you plenty of time to do that. But also, if you have questions, reach out to Pence and I in the meantime so that nobody's rushing. And we will have Pence remind you at our August meeting as well and see how things are going. Is that doable from the board? A couple months time frame to get that done?
Yes.
Yeah, Phil, could you have her resend that? Because I think I inadvertently sent it away.
Yep. We'll resend it.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, there are no other questions. I think we can move to our next work session item. Update on public comments concerning the revisions of the Summit County Code, Health Section 139.
So just to give a quick update,
This is the revisions that were in section 1.1-3-9, lot size requirements for individual wastewater systems that we discussed in the May meeting. This allows us, just a brief synopsis, this allows us to work with the applicant in a variance process. If there's these lots that are coming in, even if they're lots of record, according to the Summit County Legal Department, it still has to go through this process, but it allows us to review the lots more specifically and make the process more smooth, so it's not as cumbersome for the applicant. So hopefully we're expediting this process, so it ensures that we're still ensuring environmental health is the number one standard, and secondly, that we can push these applicants through as quick as possible and be able to do them justice. As an update, this was posted in the 30-day public comment period on May 22nd and closed on June 22nd. It was posted on the Wasatch Wave, the Park Record, Utah Public Notice site, and the Summit County site. And there was no comment that I'm aware of that was received back regarding this these revisions to the Summit County Code of Health. I don't know if there's any questions for myself. Or if there's anyone online, I don't know how that works either.
We do have two attendees, but we would open that, or Madam Chair would open that for public comment at that time on the agenda.
So the
newspaper and a staff member.
Nate.
Yes.
This is Chris. Just to be clear, is there any allowance in this revision? Apologize, not looking at for any advanced technology, consideration of advanced technologies?
Yes, it's open-ended. So that would all be part of our review process. So we could look at each lot and based on whatever type of technology they present to us, that we could work with that technology if it still applies, that we can meet code and those types of things.
So it could be an advanced technology, but it would still have to meet area or aerial requirements?
Correct. If it's an approved technology, then we could use it, you know, right off the bat. If it's something that is not approved in the state of Utah, it would fall more under, which there's already a section in the Utah on-site wastewater code for experimental systems, which we've kind of discussed, but it would determine, you know, if the technology is already there, we could use it. If not, we could possibly look at a experimental system.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes. This is basically responding to the issue that came up with that request that we reviewed and denied previously, where we felt we didn't necessarily disagree with what the homeowner was requesting. I guess it was it the hatches, but
right.
We didn't feel we had the authority to allow a variance in terms of lot size, even though the technology they were hoping to use seemed like it could do the job despite the diminished lot size. Is that kind of how this arose? This
maybe that was kind of the icing on the cake. We've known that this has been an issue for quite a while. We've worked through appeals with these, maybe internally with staff and different things. But unfortunately on that one, the lot size is what was deeming on that one. It wasn't so much the technology that was being proposed. There just was not enough room. And if the lot presents that there is enough room, then we're more than willing to look at whatever could be done to make that work for the homeowner and again, provide public health. But on that one was just, it was too small for what was wanting to be done.
So this wouldn't allow someone to kind of escape the lot size requirement if they had a technology that they could demonstrate could function adequately even with a smaller lot size?
No, I don't believe so, because that again, that would fall under approved technology versus experimental technology. So that would differentiate between the two.
How does, Nate, just follow on that, how does an experimental technology become an approved technology? Is that a state process-based process?
It would start at the county level that a county would allow someone to permit an experimental system. And I believe there's 8 steps with that. And then the technology has to be in for so long and be proven through data sets and testing. And then it goes back before the state committee for approval. So yeah, there's a whole process in place for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Which we're probably the leader in wastewater. Well, I know not probably, we are.
Not probably.
We are the leader as far as experimental systems and looking at new technologies. So we are leading the way for the state among 13 health districts. So.
Wow. So Chris, maybe I can guide this question, because I think what I understand, what I hear you're saying is, Nate, can you explain how the advanced technologies or the non-conventional systems are generally used to address issues with the dirt rather than the lot size? Because that's where I think the confusion is coming from, is the technology doesn't necessarily allow for a smaller lot size, but it may make a system usable in soil that is generally not considered suitable for any type of system.
So right now, any wastewater that's generated, and as according to a septic system, it would have to be put back into a drain field. So there's no technology that could, you could water your lawn subsurfacely, but you couldn't, you know, dump it into a creek nearby. That is happening in other states and in other countries, that is allowed, but in the state of Utah, that's not allowed yet. So what Phil's hinting towards is groundwater. You know, if technology treats the water so much better as it cleans that up, breaks it down, we could move that barrier we have in between as far as setback distances from open water and groundwater. It could there, you know, possibly be an answer for that, but not really helping with how much water is generated and what's wanting to be done on a smaller lot, if that's what you're looking for, Phil. Plus there's tight soils that won't accept wastewater. It could advance with that as well as far as the application into the drain field. Those types of things would spread out the wastewater. There's different technologies really looked at, but nothing's really focused on lot size. It's all water quality based.
Good clarification.
Okay.
And is there a plan in place if we were to approve this for outreach, whether it be to designers or former applicants?
I didn't understand the question, Michelle. Can you repeat the question, please?
If we were to approve an amendment, is there an outreach plan to notify people? I know there's already public notice as far as amending the code, right? But is there any additional outreach that would be planned as far as notifying former applicants or like designers so that they understand what this amendment has done?
I had not so much thought about former applicants that had come through. It was more just the ones that we have in the queue now and working through those. I don't know what my thoughts would be. I haven't really thought that way. It's always kind of been ahead of the game. And really the only one that we've had to totally deny was, as far as I'm aware, is the hatch lot due to the size.
Makes sense. Yeah, Nate has shared with me that he and Rocky have a handful of applicants that are in the queue waiting for this decision tonight, as it will most likely make it so that Nate and Rocky can help facilitate them through the process and expedite it a little bit. So I don't know that there's anybody past, but more so people that are waiting on tonight's results.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got it. Any other questions? If there are no questions from board members, I think we can open this for public. This is scheduled for a public hearing, right?
Yeah, public comment at 4:20, so you're right on time.
Okay, so with that, we can open it up to any public comments.
Anybody? So Madam Chair, we don't have anybody in our waiting room or our lobby up front. We have our clinical staff up front that is monitoring the guests coming into our office. And then we do have 2 attendees. One is a staff member, and the other, I believe, is from the local media.
Okay. No hands raised online. Then we can go ahead and close the public comment session, and I would open it up to a vote from our Board of Health members.
Well, I have a question because on the agenda, it does not say proposal for a vote. It says an update on public comment concerning revisions. It doesn't say.
And then at 4:30, it goes into consideration of approval by the board.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
Yeah, great.
No, it's good.
And we do have the health department's legal counsel, Ryan Stack, has joined us as well. So if there's any legal questions about the process, he's here to answer those.
I mean, if there's no further discussion, I'm happy to make a motion. Are we ready for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to approve the revisions to Summit County Code of Health Section 1-3-9.
I'll second the motion. Do you need to see me?
We need to have your cameras on.
I will second the motion.
And motion made by Byron Ames, seconded by Alyssa Golding. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, Chris had a question.
Did I hear another question?
No, I just raised my finger to say aye.
Okay.
Both a verbal and visual aye.
And any opposed? Okay. With that, it's approved. Okay. So that was the only item on our agenda today. And so I think we might have just made a new record. 419.
Yes, you have.
If we have. Well,
I just want to take a second and just recognize Nate, Kendra, and Pensy, and Brian Stack for helping with this process and getting this through. It took a lot of time and energy. You're seeing the tip of the iceberg to get these changes made, but there's a lot of time and energy and even tears in some cases with some of the back and forth changes. And so I think recognizing those four individuals is important for this process. So I wanted to thank each of you publicly. Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
Your work.
Well done. Doing that.
Okay. And with that, if we have a motion to adjourn.
But before we do, Michelle, just a clarification, we are back on schedule with our regular, have our August meeting Monday the 5th, right?
Correct.
I'm assuming Alyssa will be back for that. Okay.
Oh, I sure hope so. You guys probably do too.
I don't know if we keep ripping off 20-minute meetings.
Yeah.
You're creating a fan club.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page there. Thank you.
No other questions? No.
Nope. I move that we adjourn the July Board of Health meeting.
I'll second.
Is that all in favor?
Aye.
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 Great.
We are adjourned.
Have an awesome, safe holiday.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
We'll see ya. See you in August.